You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
You know what it is. It's time. It's the dopest podcast in the land, y'all. I like this beat. It's funky, ain't it? Don't act like we ain't tell y'all we was coming. That's funky. You hear that? One more time for him. It's woke-ish. Oh, yeah. It's woke-ish. We do it for one reason and one reason only. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Woke-ish. What's up, ladies?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
It is me. It is me. It is your boy, Scooby Rose, on this snowy, snowy Saturday. Most of our team called off today, y'all, but we got some awesome, awesome fill-ins. Our homegirl, Lady T.
What's up?
Tanisha is a part of a really dope project that we're working on for Woke-ish, y'all. She will be a regular on the show as a fill-in, and you know, eventually maybe we can get her full-time, maybe, possibly?
A little bit.
Possibly.
Oh, all right. Okay. Cool. And to my left, my little sister, my homegirl, Work Bay, Chantel. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Great, are you excited to be here?
I'm excited. I'm super excited.
We talked about it all day at work.
We did. We definitely did.
And of course, lady to the show, Dom G.
Hey. Yo,
what's
yo,
up,
yo.
Dom?
Hey. Did y'all miss me? No. Ain't nobody missed me.
Did you catch that silence?
You know what? What I tell you, I don't have time for this.
You got all the time.
My
you
man got two jobs.
Time. Here we
I don't
go.
Have time for this.
She just going to get right into it. So how was y'all week? How was the week, Dom?
Man, y'all want me to be honest?
We promised to be honest to our audience.
I did. It was a rough one for you, girl, this week. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I was fading in and out this week.
Was it just like, I know the change in weather. The weather just got stupid cold.
It had to be that. Like, yes, it did. It just started making me go from up to down, up to down. Like, I was happy. Then I was just like, what? No. Then I was happy again. It was all over the place this week.
Yeah. Tanisha, what about you?
This week was stressful for me. Very, very stressful. I'm in the middle of moving, getting things together at the new house and finishing up at the old, getting that all cleaned up. So, you know, I hate it.
Yeah, I understand. You know, and you got two little ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. And they don't make things any better.
Chantel, how was your week?
My week was pretty smooth, even though I worked pretty much the whole week, but it was pretty smooth, though. I didn't have any complaints.
That's what's up. So this is going, we kind of had a whole episode planned out, and we're going to go through a lot of what we have planned, but we just going to wing this shit, y'all. This is
the, that's fine with it.
This just became the Scooby and the Scoobettes. Y'all like that?
Yeah.
I'm with it,
you
know, okay?
We're going to rock this
you know,
out. This is woke-ish.
Scooby from me anyway, but that's cool.
What? What? I don't even know. I'm not even going to participate
in the allegations. All right, that's cool.
Look at D. This. Walker just walked in this piece.
Don't look like you by yourself no more.
45 what? Minutes late.
You got a little bit of company
that's
now.
That's what's mean that everybody's teaming up on.
Hey, I watched it today. Just so
man,
you know.
What's up, D? You good, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, he brought out the Everfresh bottle.
Yes, I am good. I am. I made it. I made it.
It's most good.
Anybody want me to make them a drink?
Always.
Everybody against me.
Is this what we about this episode?
Yes,
because it's snow outside. It's cold.
Right.
We in here warm.
It's
cold. We're turning up.
Why not? Let's get warm.
All
right. It's Michigan.
We tuned in?
Yeah, we live, in. Baby.
We live.
I don't got no space.
Color people time.
How was your week, man?
It was honestly. It was rough, man. I was going to tell a lie, but I figured, man, if we for the culture, I might as well keep it real. It was hard, man.
Keep it funky for the culture.
Yeah, man. Same person who had to sit his ass down last week definitely needs to sit down again for making that truck, man. I am very upset with him right now.
Man, you know, speaking of last week, we had so much love for our first episode.
Oh, my goodness, man, yes.
Thank
that was
y'all.
Amazing.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
And we love y'all, too. Keep rocking with us. And,
please do.
Real quick, we got to shout out our first lady, Erica, who is in a play tonight. I'm not going to pretend like I remember what the name of the play is, but we love you.
Chronicles of the Beauty Shop?
Yes, Beauty Shop Chronicles. Yeah. See, Dom loves you more than I do,
I sure do
love you, E.
I love you, E.
And Pierre, who's our P. Robinson, our moderator, who is also in the play as well. And man, Shay couldn't be with us. That kind of broke my heart.
I miss you, Shay.
Yeah, you know, Shay.
We're here for you, Shay.
Shay sits to my left.
Pour one out
and,
for you.
Like, I love you, Chantel.
Me too.
I do. But
pour it out.
I love both of you. I'm gonna just shut up right there because she just gave me that look.
I'm not a fan.
She gave me that look like I will punch you.
I love y'all.
I'm not a fan.
I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody goes without love.
By the way, this episode was brought to you by Late Negroes and bottles of Ciroc.
Brandy.
We definitely
French brandy.
We had a late Negro on the squad, but he brought drinks, so I'm not gonna complain. Go ahead, pour me.
We always use snow as an excuse, okay? Even though we just stayed in Michigan for half our lives.
All right, I see where we at.
All right. So since we're talking about our week, guys. I got something for you. I have a segment. It's called Flavor in Your Ear.
Flavor in Your Ear.
That's exactly what went through my mind. So it's just basically, you know, what you vibing at this week? Where's your vibe? Who you feeling? What you feeling? What you know, how you feeling? What energy and vibes you put out into the universe's taste buds this week? So for me, I told y'all your girl had a rough week, okay? I was all extra excited about life, and then I was like, no, I can't deal with it. So I started off with a little Cardi B. I had Cardi going. You know that one song, Money?
Money.
Yes, that was my thing all week. Like, I was getting it. Like, your girl.
I'm not a Cardi B fan.
You haven't seen that video then.
We'll get into that video.
I like it. So I'm a little sometimes ratchet, but it's okay. So I was feeling that, and her other song, I don't know the guy that she's featured on the song with, but it's that, like, Bring It Back, you know. How it go? Dang, now I can't even.
I just told you. Why are you looking
week.
At me? I just told you I don't listen to Cardi B.
I was looking at the lady. See?
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I love you.
I started off with a Cardi, you know, feeling myself a little G-Dom. Dom was being a G for the beginning of the week. Then I had to bring it back into my little meditation mode, and I ended it with NDIRE, so... I went from Cardi, I was a G, to NDIRE. That was my week.
You cannot go wrong with NDIRE.
India always pulls me back and balances me, you know? She brought me back. She was like, you know what? She was a little too much the beginning of the week. Come on, let's bring you back down here. Let's chill out. Humble yourself a little bit, dog. What about y'all? Anybody have a
I've been on positive vibes only. It's 2019. Well, actually, I was on positive vibes in 2018, but I'm trying to enforce it and bring it to everybody. Everybody. Whatever you got going on, I'm trying to send you all my good vibes. Take them. Here. It's for everybody.
So what was your flavor? What was you listening to? What was your go-to music this week?
What was I listening to this week? You know, I have an array of things that I listen to. It really doesn't even match my positive energy. I can go from ratchet to, like, I'm about to kill everybody. But in my head, I'm still like, hey, positivity. Hey, you bad? Come on, let's get out of that. Hey. All right.
I'm feeling that.
Sound good. Dragon Ball Z. So I don't know if anybody's an anime fan. Dragon Ball Z Broly movie came out this week, Wednesday the 16th. No?
Okay.
No? Not a fan?
That's all right. My daughter is.
Okay.
So I don't watch it either, but it's
at least
okay.
I'm not the only nerd in spirit. No.
my baby watch it.
Dragon Ball Z, that's my shit, man. I grew up with them. So that movie came out. Music-wise, Sci High the Prince. I listened to his album actually for the first time this weekend. Okay. Man, talk about a banger. Sci High the Prince.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, check it out, man. It's good shit. No dope on Sunday. Yes.
It's called Sci High the Prince.
Well, I can't even lie to y'all. I've been on that City Girls and Cardi B.
Oh, come on. Okay.
I watched the video.
With all the craziness going on this week, I had to bring myself up. So, you know, I had to bring my little ratchet out, you know.
While you cleaning the new house, Hey.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. So far away from Aretha Franklin.
Male presence on the show. It just got real feminine in here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we needed it. Put a little twerk in there.
Oh, man, you had it rough then before I got here. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. I am so sorry.
Well, you know, for me, I stay on the old school vibe. I stay on some cool Motown, some Marvin Gaye.
I'm going to the Motown Museum this weekend.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Just interrupt me. I mean, that's cool, though. I've never been. But
my bad.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
I'm going to turn away because I don't even want to look at you right now. Anyway, so my flavor for the week, I've been on The Whispers all week.
Okay.
That's my go-to group when I just need to mellow out. I think the sexiest love song in the world. I can't even think of it right now. Damn, that's what I get.
How you did all that's that. What I get.
It's all right, man. That shampoo.
Oh, say yes. Right. I'm sorry. No, I had a, I, no, no listen. Late. I got nervous. Well, I got
it's
nervous.
All good, man. I know that shampoo get to you sometimes.
Shampoo? Do I even want to know why you said something about some shampoo?
I don't think we do.
Yeah, think about a few brands, man.
Man, anyway.
Oh, wait.
Say
you
yes.
You got me? All right, there we go.
Say Yes you. Is the sexiest love song of all time, in my opinion. Oh. In my opinion. I think it's hot. I think it's sexy. So, I mean, yeah, but it's been a rough week for me, though, so I always go to my mellow music. And my playlist will go anywhere from Kirk Franklin to the Yin Yang Twins. So
you hear me?
Yeah. Right. Chantel, you know, you didn't roll in the car with me. Like I'm all over the place. Whatever, just get me going while I
I'm
drive.
I'm with you 100% on that.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. D-Walk, I heard you was introducing a new segment today, bro.
Yes. So, all right, guys, a new segment this week is going to be Word of the Week. That is one by me. I'm going to pick a word every week or every show or every as often as I can. We can get to it, guys, and we're going to come up with – I went off on a rant. All right, I got a word. I got a definition. I have a sentence with it. All right, and then we're going to go around the table and everybody will give out a sentence to match the word. All right, are you guys ready?
I got to do some work.
I'm not ready.
Right.
You didn't turn my brain back.
You didn't tell me I had to do some homework.
No, it's easy. I'm giving you everything you need. You get the word, you get the definition, and you get a sentence. All right, you ready?
No.
All right. Without further ado, the first word of the week is going to be timorous.
Timorous.
Oh,
timorous.
Yes. Showing or suffering from nervousness, fear, or lack of confidence. Ooh. A timorous demeanor. All right. Sentence goes as follows. As timorous as I felt about driving in the snow tonight, I still managed to make it in safe.
All right. I don't know how to use that shit in a sentence.
What are you scared of?
Nigga sounding stupid. What did you say? Listen, disclaimer. I'm not stupid.
Back in English class.
Let me be clear, but I did, nigga, I wanted to chill. Like, I gotta think and be all intelligent. Like, we said, see, he missed, ladies.
As tumorous as I am about answering this question or performing this sentence.
Did she just hit us with the intelligence? Take some of that.
Hey,
I told him if he act right, he could touch my timorous.
Just say, touch your timorous.
Touch your timorous.
Wait. That's my old definition.
Right, okay. So she is saying, touch my scared.
Touch my scared.
Shit, okay.
I got you. I feel it.
That's actually poetic as shit.
Like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Pause.
Smoke cons toast. We waiting on you, man.
Where you going with this? Right.
I don't even know.
I love it.
See?
Wait a minute.
I don't even know what the hell that
it
even
means. It don't matter.
Yeah, I'm definitely not mad at it.
That's right. She knows what it means. That's right.
It's
all right. But you can touch it.
I got my sentence. Oh, here we go. Damius got all timorous like when Greg said, stop doing that shit and let me know about shit ahead of time, nigga. Damn, you could have gave me a warning like, hey, you got to think, nigga.
I did ask you. I asked you earlier. I said, do you want the word? You said, no, man, I don't need
you
it.
You said the word, Negro. You didn't say, oh, I got rules and details and shit that you need to go through before you do this. God damn.
All right. Well, you know.
You just fucked
up. You got a little timorous over there, Greg.
Hey, first off, your auntie timorous, okay? What does that mean? I'm done.
No sentence?
Right off the top of the dome.
That's an extra shot, man. No sentence means an extra shot.
I'll just take this shot.
That's a rule.
We here at Wokish apologize for Scooby Rose's actions. He's had a little bit too much to drink. And Dom is just going to keep bantering into Dom. Huh?
Hello, he poured more in my drink. Girl.
Okay. You baby. Bantering though, and I'm like,
I'm sorry.
I love you.
You had a good word.
I'm gonna be quiet.
I said I love you.
I love you back.
Dang. No love. Again, y'all. This is just y'all just gotta rock with us. We gonna get to some good content. I promise you. But this is just one of them.
We apologize.
It's just one of them Saturdays.
Blame the
we just gonna kick loose.
It's blame the snow.
It's the snow.
Everybody y'all family. You know, family get together right. Like this,
and we just, never have it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So are we done with we long done. Ass
we're
segment
done.
Of the week?
We're done.
Yeah, we're officially done.
No, I'm dope timorous. Segment though, but you got to warn a nigga. I know next time.
Yeah, next time I'll be less timorous about letting you know what
the word is. Just call y'all hit me with the intelligence. Okay. Bust it out. I feel it. I feel it. So, you know, this week, this episode, we planned on talking about some sex, y'all. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's
talk about you.
Hey. We do not own the rights to that music. You just going to bust through the whole thing?
Because I was about to join in.
Right.
So let me ask y'all, how important, and I know you're married, Tanisha's married, and Chantel, you're engaged, Damien's damn it. Damn, Don, we should have just did this shit by ourselves.
Right, I know.
We single as shit.
Single in this bitch.
Right. But how important is sex in the dating stage? Like, is that real important?
Yes.
It's why important. Would it not be?
That is between the two people that are in the relationship, yes. How important it is.
It so, is. Dom, what were you saying?
So, okay, I used to be real shitty. I used to be like, if I had to know what it was like to have sex with you in order for me to like you, I don't know if it's growth or whatever it is now. Like, I won't just not know you anymore if it's bad. I've learned to just shut my mouth and... Because I used to leave. Like, I can't do it. It was bad. I don't want to do it no more.
So you used to just stop right in the middle? Like, mid-stroke?
I've gotten up and walked out.
Damn.
I have gotten up and walked out.
That's harsh as shit. I would have threw a shoe at your ass.
Yeah. Get up and walk you definitely me. Getting out.
Okay? You ain't going to disrespect
me. You can't fire me. I quit.
Like, it's still important to me because I feel like if I was really serious with you, I would cheat on you if it was bad.
Damn, that's real.
But I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I still like that person after. Like, there's been a few lately that I'm just like, it's okay, I like you, so I'm just going to spend time with you or something. So I guess it's growth.
No. Yeah, that's definitely
growth. I would consider that growth. Anytime
you can own your own shit, that's most definitely
growth. It's still important, though.
D-Walk. Are you here? Did you miss the whole question?
I zoned out. What was the question?
Oh, bro, you just got here.
Oh, my.
Damn. Do you feel that sex is important in just the dating stage?
To me, yes. Yes, to me, it's important. I'm nasty, though, so I just I like sex anyway. But, yeah, it's a pretty big deal, man. I gotta in the dating phase, I got to make sure that you would it as much as I am.
Chantel.
Yes. Yes, it is very important. Reason why I said that, because I agree with Don. That if it's bad, you can't deal with it. Like, well, I'm not for everyone, but for me, myself, if I had sex with someone and it was bad during the dating stage, that can change everything.
Right.
If I like you and the sex is just trash, if I'm not able to coach you or at least tell you a couple things into, you just messed up everything. You messed up your whole spot. It's done. Sorry.
Next. For me too, though. If I'm mad, I don't want you to be mad.
Like, no. I'm not going to put you through this misery.
Right. Goodbye. Beat it.
Lady T.
I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I enjoy it way too much.
And she said it with the biggest right. Kool-Aid smile. Not a full smile. I think the cognac catching up. But she said it with the strongest smirk. Go ahead.
I enjoy it way too much for it to suck. I ain't got time for that. Because if I ain't with it, I'm out.
That's right. I feel it. I feel
like, I'm dead serious, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've had a lot of guys tell me that I kind of act like a guy when it comes to certain things.
So when you're done, you get up and put your drawers on and
get a
sandwich?
I'm out, and I won't,
throw a rag
I won't
at
even,
him.
I won't even talk to you no more.
So you going
to
call me? Nope. Like,
you know, my phone going to get cut off tomorrow.
I'll have my people call your people.
I ain't even pay my bill, bro. My phone gonna be off.
You know what?
You call me like, hey, can we get together? I'm busy tonight.
Oh, at least you answer. It's that light skin shit that make you not answer.
Really?
Yes, I went there.
Really? That's a little shade.
Really?
A little shade.
You bring the whole tree over. That was all the shade.
Drink. I don't have time for this shit.
Okay. See, for me, sex is important. I can honestly say I've never been a woman with a woman whose sex drive was whack.
Ooh,
but I've had some whack head.
Ooh.
Like whack, like don't get do up. That. Like, why did you do that? type. You know what I mean? Like,
see, maybe yeah, I'm like, weird.
Tap her on top of her
care.
Head, like,
I don't even care about head. I don't even care about head. Makes no difference to me.
What?
I do not care about
that's
it.
That's like
what
making
head is life.
I don't know who this man is.
I do. I don't care about
sex
head.
With no head is like Kool-Aid with no sugar.
I'm yeah, well, that shit is bitter, man.
Oh, so you
gotta
drink bitter
lick it
Kool-Aid.
Before you stick
no, I got. I like hot cocoa. I like that. I like hot cocoa coffee. I put my own creamer in it. That's what I like.
I was with a chick for 5 years, so it's like I don't even want that shit no more. Like,
you
just
know
give
what?
Me the penis, let's go. I'm ready. I don't even want that shit. Just take it back.
She said, they
"What
can't
was that Sean Paul song? That just give me the life." She like, "Just give me the dick." I'm saying, "Just give me the dick."
We want that shit no more.
I don't want no head because you can't compare to her.
Not even that. I've had enough. I'm good.
Well, I mean, y'all kind of answered my next question. If the sex is whack, so let's say that you're in love, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say that you know you. Fell for the person instantly. Y'all started having sex, and at first it was kind of like, eh, it ain't the best, but it ain't the worst. But then you fall in love, and then the shit just get whack. Like, it just, it go down. It downgrades. Like, is that a deal breaker? Like, would that affect how you feel for the person, Lady T?
It might.
Really?
It might. Because, I mean, it's only so much coaching you can do.
Right.
You know, I can tell you what I like and what I don't like, and... You can try it, and if you still suck, I mean, where are we going to go from here?
I feel like I just got dumped just now. Like,
I know. I'm over here feeling bad. Like,
right,
put my head
like,
down.
Hey, I'm sorry.
And
you know,
then she said it so smooth, too. Like, yeah. I'm sorry.
Shit, I almost said sorry.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry for 2004. I'm sorry.
I mean, shit. You know, it's important in a relationship. It can make or break it, just like money.
All right. D-Walk.
Yep.
So, same scenario, man. Like, if you were, like, deeply in love, it was whack at first. Well, not whack, but it wasn't the best at first. Yeah. And then it just got whack after y'all in love.
Depends on how long we've been together. How long it took for it to get whack. You know, together for a while, dealing with a little sex drive. You know, it depends on what changed in the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, then at that point, you got to know if you're willing to. Is everything else good enough to deal with outside of whack sex? You know what I'm saying? Is it worth it? You know, and you, like you said, it's not, you can only coach so much. Yeah, that's true. But coaching might not be the only thing that's going on there. It might just be, you know, how is this person feeling? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, make sure the lady feel good. And shit, hopefully she make me feel good.
You ain't going to put out that disclaimer this week?
Huh?
Brandy already.
No, I don't need that.
Okay.
I don't need that.
All right. I
might have just won myself some points on it.
Chantel, what about you?
You know, if you're deeply in love, like you said, coaching would be an option. Beyond coaching, if you just don't get it, then, again, going back to what I said the first time, it's not going to work. It's just not. Somebody got to be satisfied. Both of us have to be satisfied. I just can't be the one that's unsatisfied because that's going to lead me to do other things. I'm not the person to do other things. I'm the person to tell you before I do other things. So
really?
That's real. Mm-hmm. So would you say that that's what leads to cheating?
It could if the person is not as open as I would be, because not everyone is the same. Mm-hmm. Not everyone will take the time and be like, hey, this is not working for me. They'll just be like, you know what? They're not doing it right. Let me go elsewhere where I know it's done right. So it could. It's possible.
If you get cheated on, do you want to know?
Would I want to know? Yeah, I would want to know. Yeah. Why not?
Listen,
I wouldn't want to know.
Mario Winans.
Constos.
Is that his name?
What?
Did you just call me Constos?
Yeah. Would you? I know Shayla having a good laugh at this.
Listen, I'm sorry for cutting you off, love, but I had a moment because fuck Mario Winans. That's the dumbest fucking song ever.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Yes, the fuck I do want
to
know.
I don't want to know.
I want to fucking know.
I do not want to know. No. If you cheat on me, do not tell me. Do not let me find out. Because that's it. It's a wrap.
Here's the thing.
If you cheat on me, it's a wrap.
Like, you don't want to waste your time, so why would you not want to know?
If you can still act like you happy and be with me and everything be okay with you on the inside, do not tell me.
That is a road to turmoil.
Probably, yes. But don't tell me. And then if shit gonna fail anyway,
well, you don't care.
If shit gonna fail anyway, then it's headed that way. So don't tell me.
Here's the thing.
It'll just end faster.
I gotta know beforehand. Mm-hmm. I'm an honest person.
No surprises.
I'm an honest person. So I'm gonna tell you what I
where my head is at that time. Mm-hmm. I would expect the same thing from my partner.
Okay.
And if he can't be honest with me and then he strays, then we have an issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's real. That's real. Are y'all ready to get into some with it or quit it?
Yes.
Let's get into that with it or quit it. So with it or quit it real quick for our new co-hosts that are joining us today. And for any new listeners out here that haven't played before with us last week, with it or quit it is where we're going to give you a bunch of different topics. And you're going to tell us whether you are with it, we should stay with it as a culture, or if we should quit that shit. Drop it like it's hot.
Hot.
Drop
Let's
it
quit
like
that.
It's,
that's,
yeah, no.
Don't do
like,
that no more.
Don't do that no more?
That wasn't. I'm with it, man. Do it again.
Thank you. Drop it like it's hot.
That's the first one. With it or quit it. We win.
Right.
Male support system.
We're going to vote Dom ass out the culture. Anyway, all right. So let's get it cracking. With it or quit it. We're going to start with you, Lady T. Gift cards for Christmas.
I'm with it.
Gift cards?
Gift cards. Because... Wow. I'm picky. I'm very picky. If I don't like it, I ain't doing nothing with it. You just give me the money and I'll go get what I want.
I'm with it. Chantel?
I'm with it. I love gift cards. If all else fails, you feel like you don't know what to get me a gift card to anywhere. And I'm not picky. You can get me food. That's fine.
Yes.
I love food.
Okay.
Like, it could be the Baskin Robbins. Guess what? I'm going to get some ice cream on you. Holla.
D. Walker.
I'm with it. Give me gift cards. If you don't know me personally or, you know, you just want to give me a gift card. Easiest way to go. Gift cards or liquor? Gift cards or liquor. Any kind of liquor. Any kind of liquor.
You know they don't have gift cards to the liquor store. I don't know if you knew that.
They need to make it.
All right. My gears are turning. $25 gift card, Visa, ice cream card.
There you go.
Boom. Take that straight to the liquor store. Gift card for liquor. Yeah, you can write liquor in front of that.
G, with it or quit it.
I'm with it. Because, I mean, first of all, it's the thought. You actually got me something, first of all. And then I don't have to tell you, like, if it's ugly or I don't like it. If you just give me a gift card. That's simple.
Good and say.
See, okay. I'm different. I don't like gift cards.
What?
I think they're very impersonal. You know what I mean? Like, listen, even if I just absolutely don't like the gift, like if I think it's the worst possible thing ever, the fact that you thought enough of me to go and buy me something that you thought that I would enjoy, that's what means the most to me.
You are a beautiful
You are. You're so sentimental.
It's the thought
but
that counts.
I thought enough of you to get you a gift card and put my heart on
No, ain't no thought behind that shit.
I thought enough to know that you would rather have something you like.
I started doing gift cards.
I don't know what you like. So I'm going to like, look, let me put the money in the car. Boom, here you go. Hello.
Listen, to me, when you say, hey, Merry Christmas, here's a gift card. You saying, nigga, I didn't think enough of you to go buy you shit. So I just stopped by the store on my way home, and I put some money on a card and said, here, nigga.
Nah, I'm going
to have to if I give you a $150 gift card, do you feel the same way?
Right.
Can I have it first? And then we discuss it.
Thank you for answering that.
I'm like the littlest thing counts for me type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, the reason I started doing gift cards is because one year I bought the chick something for Christmas and she had a fit and asked me could I get her gift cards from here on out because I took my time.
How dare she?
I took my time.
Okay,
so for me,
I would be
gift cards are safe.
If
I feel like I don't know anymore, I'm going to just get you this gift card. Done.
Listen, you could get me a rubber band, and I'll be like, "Oh, that was so
was
nice
so
of you." Red is my favorite color. I don't care. Like, it's the thought that counts. Like, I don't care if it's a gift card or you actually put thought in it to get me something, even if I'm not gonna use it or not. You got it for me, so thank you. You didn't have to do that, so I really don't care.
All right, Lady T, with it or quit it. Lip singing on Facebook or Instagram Live?
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. That's hard.
Why?
Offender.
Because, like, sometimes, you know, don't nobody be wanting to. I don't want you to hear my old crazy voice.
But I want you to know I
but
like this song.
But at the same time, it looks dumb.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like in between.
Especially when you don't see them boogers hanging from your nose.
Good night.
Good night. I've seen it.
Wait, hold up. You trying to say I got boogers in my nose?
Nah. I ain't going to lie. I tried to look over there to see if there was something hanging out.
I honestly
he going to tell it?
Wait a
Look, I honestly didn't know that she did it because, I mean, you rarely pop up on my newsfeed as it is. You, don't really
you know
like
what,
that,
though? I'm not really a video person. To be honest with you.
And you are... No, I almost gave away our project. Go ahead.
I know, but still, like, I'll post a picture before I do a video.
Okay.
But I don't think I've ever posted a video with me lip syncing anything.
I don't think I've ever seen one. Dom G, with it or quit it?
Let me tell you, I'm with it, okay? I will sing my soul out to y'all.
Offender.
I will lip sync. I will...
Offender.
Yes, I am. Well, not on Facebook because I hate Facebook Live, but... True. I was on Snapchat. I would just in your face sing just because I want to. It's fun. What? Have a good time. I cannot sing to save my life, but y'all going to hear me sing all day long.
D-Wall. I'm going
to quit it. That shit is stupid. Get rid of it.
I knew that was going to happen.
It's that simple.
My nigga.
I'm just saying, it's much more useful shit that you can do. So I quit it.
I just feel like y'all a little biased because y'all dudes and like dudes possibly don't really do that.
Possibly.
Like females do.
Please believe it.
But I like Dom said, Snapchat. Snapchat is the way to go. Facebook, I wouldn't do it. But Snap, it's like, you know, you be feeling yourself, your soul come on, and you cute. You like, hold on, let me put this filter on real quick. Hey, I'm a single lady.
Look,
and you might be a little drunk. You might be a little buzz. You might be a little high, whatever your fancy is. But you might be something. But
okay, so here's my thing. I am definitely against it. I think we need to quit that shit. But it's clearly not going to go nowhere. So if you're going to do it, let me give you a few simple rules for doing this shit. Number one, get the crust out your fucking eye.
Get the crust out your eye.
Get it out your eye. Number two, stop wearing them gray ass, supposed to be black, dirty ass stretch pants you wear to the grocery store every day.
Oh, no.
How do you see my stretch pants, though?
Because some people will put the phone, most women that I've seen will put the phone down on their chair on a passenger seat or on the, you know, the lower part of the dashboard underneath the radio.
Yeah.
And then you can see their ashy ass, dirty ass, supposed to be black.
I just put it in
worn out stretch pants.
Okay.
Non-safe driving.
I mean, but come on. Like, seriously, though. It's stupid. We don't want to see you bobbing your head, acting like you ain't looking at the radio, but you looking at the radio, driving, but you really
should
be.
But y'all don't have no problems getting in them girls' DMs, though.
What?
You hear me?
Say it louder for the
first off, I don't.
Thank you very much. I am absent from anybody. Very absent.
All right. Let's keep it rolling,
brought
y'all.
To you by, I have a girlfriend.
With it or quit it. With it or quit it. Long distance relationships, Dom G.
Ooh. I actually had one before. Mm. They're rough. Mm. But it makes that time together so much more special. Like, I was so excited when I got to see him. Like, this is like, oh, right now, I'm jumping on you right now. But it's rough though. Would I do it again? Probably not.
D Walker.
I'm with it, surprisingly. Especially as much as I like ass. you know what? If you can build a bond and relationship, you are so stupid. If you can build a bond off just talking on the phone and FaceTime, because that's all you have in a long distance relationship, like Dom said, once you get together, that time is so much more special, so meaningful. And if you're doing a long distance relationship, you're in it for the long haul. Obviously, you're not just fucking with somebody for a short period of time.
Chateau.
I'm gonna say quit it. I'm going to say quit it because I can't do that. I'm sorry. But I can't be too biased about it because it all depends. If we were together at first and we were together and then you just so happened to have a job that was far away and, you know, we had to keep in contact with each other, it's different. Okay, cool. I can deal with that. But if it's someone that I met and they're distant, then no.
Okay. I'm definitely going to quit it. I just can't do it. Like, if it maybe it depends on the bond. You know, if we strong before we separate like that, then I definitely wouldn't want to just throw it away. But we got to have that strong foundation. You know, it's got to be there ahead of time. Because, I mean, people get bored. You get lonely, you know, and that's when mistakes start to happen. You might go out, drink a little bit too much. And then it's like, well, technically I'm single. What's up? Yeah, so what's up? But all right, we'll do one more and then we'll get into our next segment. I did that last week. Arguing via text message.
What?
Dom G. All right, we're going to come back to Dom. D Walker.
Arguing via text message.
Yes, sir.
With it. With it.
What?
With it. Absolutely with it.
Why?
First off, if you have young kids, you cannot talk to each other so you don't wake them up at nighttime. And most importantly, you can get out a full thought without being interrupted if you are texting. And that person has to read everything to be able to respond accordingly.
Yep.
I'm with it.
Chantel.
Not made sense.
She doing it right now.
I would say, I have to say quit it. I have to say quit it. First off, it's not going to be meaningful to me if you don't hear my words. You need to hear me. Like, this text message is not going to get it because, number one, I'm not even texting that fast. I'm not a fast texter. You still send me like 4 or 5 messages and I'm still on my first one. Like, first of all, you need to let me tell you.
Lady T. After she finished laughing.
Dog, that was so funny because I'd have been there. Okay.
Okay. Yes. First of all, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, my God.
You just sent me 5
I'm sending you a novel. I'm sending you a novel. A multimedia back in the day.
But you know how to end that, though? And I think Damien and Ken agree. You know how we end all of that? All right.
Oh, all right. Right. And all guess right. What? You about all to get a hold up. All right. Ready to fight. All right.
You say okay? I hit her with it. It's done. It's done.
And let me tell you, after that, all right, my phone going on. Do not disturb.
Yep.
Petty King.
And your tires. And I'm your flat.
Okay. I like to be face-to-face with people, but at the same time, sometimes you don't always get out what you got to say when you looking at somebody.
So listen, write the text out, but don't send it. And then just tell me when we get there face-to-face.
What? Take notes.
Yeah, but y'all need to know.
Listen.
Anger.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. You send me a 4-page letter, and I'm going to send it back with a fuck you. No, I'm not really. I was just trying to be funny. I'm not that cutthroat. I'm actually a lover, not a fighter.
Whatever.
Not
we know
really.
You
fuck
too
that
sweet.
Shit.
Cool. We done seen your Facebook
right.
Statuses.
First of all,
blocked? No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I had to ask you today. You blocked me?
I know. In person, like, especially when I get to that level of right here, if I go past orange and I'm at red, I can't even talk to you no more. Like, I'm pissed, so I'm going to get this text message because you're going to read all this shit. You're going to see everything I got to say.
That's the beauty behind iPhones. All this shit. That's the beauty behind iPhones because I leave my delivered messages turned on, so you never know when
me
I read
too.
That shit.
Mm. Me too, so but it don't matter.
So when you call that's me okay. Like, excuse me, sir, I didn't send you 50-11
you
messages.
Right now.
Baby, I was in a meeting.
I was driving.
Oh, see me?
I had to pick up my
guess what?
From the
but you're
going to
hear what I said,
but
though.
You know what
you seen what I said.
I saw it, baby.
Right. I know you saw that shit, mm-hmm. Though.
I saw it.
Because I was so mad that I can't even
talk. Why the hell are three of y'all looking at me, though? Like, I feel like.
Because you started it.
You see what I said.
Right.
Maybe
you read that shit.
It was your witty to quit.
Because in person, I can't even. You know what? I can't even. I don't even know if that
you about to argue with all y'all via text message.
All this.
All of this anger.
Right. All of this.
You're going to get the
anger. And you know what? First of all, you saw what I said. First of all.
She said she got a fast one. I'm there when I send you 6 text messages.
Oh, my God.
You
that's
get
my
all
girly.
Them shits right here.
I got to
say, it might not be spelled
y'all.
Right.
So let's get into situational bullshit.
Situational
or no, you know
bullshit.
What? Let's back it up. Let's back it up because I definitely want to make sure we get this in. We're gonna go ahead and do Sit Your Ass Down nominations. Hmm.
Yes,
and I'm starting this shit off because I didn't go last week. I did not go, and y'all sat there and didn't say nothing.
I wasn't here. Wasn't
it was probably nothing. It was probably
huh? Mm.
All right, so my sit your ass down from last week. I'm not gonna go into as much detail as I was, but the lady that farted in front of me at Little Caesars.
Oh no, somebody farted.
Listen,
oh God.
Listen, she was an older lady. There's no judgment, but right now, listen, that oh, shit God. Was nasty. Because, I mean, come on. It smelled like pepperoni and ass for like 15. And then I had,
no!
I had
it wasn't,
20
it wasn't
minutes.
In the city, was it?
Huh?
Was it in the city?
No.
I was about to say, my grandma.
In Dearborn.
Notorious.
I was in Dearborn.
It was your grandma. Look, he vouched for her already. I know it was
listen,
her.
I'm sorry if it was your grandma, but that shit was foul. Like, you can control. It's a poop. You can control a poop. You can. You can.
No,
you squeeze your cheeks together
no.
And you walk your ass outside.
Sometimes.
Let me move on. I got one more. We gon' I got another one. I got another one. Okay. Okay. Now I'm just
I'm gonna fart next to her one day and see if it's that funny.
Okay. And then so this one goes out to everybody in Michigan that acts like they can't fucking drive in the snow.
I can't drive.
You've lived here your whole life.
I lived in Chicago.
The roads are not even that bad. Yes, man. Drive with caution. I'm all about driving safely, all of that. Please drive like you got some sense. But don't get out here and do 2.6 miles per hour with not even tapping your damn foot on the gas when there's barely any fucking snow on the ground. Act like you from Michigan. Drive like you got some sense. That's
hey,
all
fuck
I'm
you.
Saying. What?
Okay.
Fuck you.
I didn't look, lady.
I feel like that was a shot at me because
I was
going
to go to Dom next. But. Lady T, sit your ass down. Nomination.
It's going to have to go to my landlords, okay?
Lords with an S? Both of them? New and old?
With an S. No. They at the same place, okay?
Oh, okay.
The lady and the man, both of them.
You want to tell us why?
Both of them motherfuckers pissed me off.
Am I about to get slapped
for
them? Look, you know what? You can't sit next to me next time. Because I get the heat of everything you dropping.
When I say they came up with some shit out their ass, okay? Oh, this here and this, and then try to act like they ain't know about the damages. But when
was it for your security deposit? Boy, they be trying to keep that boy, don't they? They be trying to find everything.
Okay,
like, you got soap in the dispenser on the bathroom sink. Okay. We gonna need that deposit.
Stuff that they knew was staying on the carpet before we got there, and then all of a sudden, oh, we didn't know about this.
All right, Dom G.
I don't have a sit your ass down unless I'm telling myself to sit down this week.
I'm with that.
Oh.
Yeah, I can.
And talk about, okay?
Can we just leave it at that? We don't need no explanation.
What?
I love you.
You can always sit there.
I don't even know what that's about. Right? I want to just be. You know, I just been, it's like I said, it's been a rough week, and I just been all over the place. So it's like, Dom, chill the fuck out, sit your ass down. That's it.
I agree. Sit all the fuck the way down.
Let's talk about this.
No, I'm good. I love you. D. Walker.
We can talk about this after the show.
So to be as vague as possible, in case you listen, because my dude who I'm about to nominate, I love you to death, bro. But you can sit your ass down this week. So my man's, every now and again, we roll out and we go and get some shampoo. Dom, you know what I'm talking about. this time last week, I couldn't make it. So he hit me up. He was like, man, you playing? I'm like, nigga, I got 2 jobs, 3 kids, a girl. And no motherfucking time to ever get out the house. Like, bro, you're going to have to wait. I can't do it tonight. Sit your ass down.
Can somebody explain to me what the fuck this shampoo stuff is about?
I'll tell you off air.
I would have to say sit your ass down would be for me, like, Dom. I'm going to have to say for myself. And the only reason why I have to say for myself because my name is Chantel and I'm an alcoholic.
Bro,
how are you? How are you? How's everyone?
Like, the wokest 12-step program.
12-step program. I have been too fried knowing I have to go to work in the morning. I have to sit my ass down because I'm at work looking at people like, what? Like, you need what? Okay, hold on. Give me a minute to process you, huh? I'm going to have to sit my ass down. Okay?
All right. So moving on, let's get into some situational bullshit. This one kind of deep, y'all. Y'all ready for this?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're the parent to a 16-year-old boy who wears dreadlocks. Your son is a student at a predominantly white school and is on the wrestling team, and he ranks top in his weight class. He goes away for a weekend tournament, and a white referee tells your son that he's wearing, that the hat he's wearing is against regulations, and he either cuts his hair or he forfeits the match. Your son comes home with the haircut. Lady T. What you doing?
Oh, bitch, I'm fighting somebody.
Why? Did you just call me a bitch? Can somebody change my name? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you ain't cutting my child's hair without consulting me first.
But keep in mind, your son is a teenager. He's 16.
That's fine.
But it still was not, as she said, his choice. And he probably did it because he felt forced to. As the parent, I feel like I should have been consulted first. And without being consulted first, oh, it's a problem.
Oh, yeah, I feel you. Dom G.
Oh, it's a problem. First of all, it's the whole, this is my son is the only black person here. So I already feel discriminated against. That's first of all. Second, I raised this fucking child, not you. How dare you do something against my will? You didn't contact me first. You didn't ask any questions. You made my child feel obligated. Or not obligated. That's not the word I'm looking for.
Pressured.
Yeah,
pressured.
There we go.
Pressured. Yes. Sorry, I'm intimidated.
Liquor. Right. You intimidated my child. Because this is a child. This is not a grown man. This is a child that you made cut their... You made them feel like they weren't good enough. Like, that's their self-esteem. They had their hair. You didn't tell anybody else to cut their hair. The white boys can't grow their hair like that. And you didn't tell anybody else to cut their hair. So it's a problem. I'm definitely meeting with everybody. Everybody's having a meeting. I want the board. I want the student, the superintendent. I want the whole school. I don't care who has to have a meeting. We're all having a meeting. And if we're not having a meeting, then yeah, I'm fighting. It's all a problem.
Bitch.
D. Walker, what you doing?
By 16, my son should be smart enough to know, don't do anything that you don't want to do. You know, I feel like I'm going to raise my son to know, like, dude, if you don't want to cut your hair, don't cut it. And fuck wrestling.
For real.
Period. All right. Yeah.
Like, but if wrestling is your passion and this is what you love to do, cut it, man. But don't let nobody force you into it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you love it, do it. If you not into it and you love your hair and you are your hair, don't cut your shit and walk out. Deuces.
I'm with it, bro. Chantel.
I am agreeing with you. Like, I'm agreeing. So you have to consult the parent first. You just can't make decisions as if you birthed this child and this is your right. Like, you can't do that. So I would be upset. I would be upset because you would have to notify me, at least contact me and tell me the situation, tell me what's going on, and let me make the decision if I want to cut my child's hair or if I'm allowing that or not. The child is 16. He's not 18 yet, so he's not really – you know, grown to make his own decisions. But as far as like hair, he can make that decision, but you need to consult me. You just can't do it. And then he comes home and I'm like, wait, where's your hair? Like, you can't do that.
But he didn't make that decision. Mm-hmm.
So for me, at 16, my parents let me get the decision to how I wanted to wear my hair was up to me. The only stipulation was I had to have the grades to own that choice. So, of course, I'm telling you, I escaped through. Sometimes I don't know how the hell I made it through high school. No, but so the decision was definitely up to me. So for me, my 16-year-old son, he makes the decision to do that. That's on you. You chose to do that. That's your decision. Now, are we going to have a conversation about it? Fuck yeah.
Oh,
because
yeah,
I hope you made that decision because you're like, you know what? I really don't care. I was going to get my hair cut anyway. And not because somebody told you that they didn't like the way it looked on you. They didn't like it on you. They didn't want you to have it for whatever the fuck the reason is. You make that choice for you and nobody else. And as long as you did that on your own without the influence, especially the negative fucking influence of somebody else, I'm good.
Can I just say one thing? I agree with you there. I'm all for children making their own decisions about certain things, and hair is one of them. But I think that I would want to be the person to talk to them first before they are solid on that position. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they could feel intimidated to do it, and then that's what make them make that decision. But if I speak with you first and you tell me, no, Mom, this is something that I really want to do, then I'm all for
it. Absolutely. Absolutely. No mistake. Give me a call. I'm not saying don't call and consult.
But I still
want
to be consulted first so I can talk to my child because I'm the only one that's going to get that honest answer.
I agree. And I'm the same way. You know, now again, like, you know, while I fully support my son making his own decision, me and that coach going to have a fucking conversation. Mm-hmm. Because again, you come to me with issues about my child in that way. You know, you don't pressure them into making no damn decision like that.
Because you didn't pressure anybody else on that team.
There you go.
Exactly.
Nobody else.
There
right.
You go.
Just mine.
There you go. All right, y'all. So that was dope segment. Give yourselves some love.
Yeah, I was timorous when I first got in.
You timorous. I knew it was coming back up.
We're going to jump straight in because we're running out of time, y'all. We done partied it
Damn
up.
It.
So we're going to jump straight into one of our woke topics. We'll bring this next one up next week. So the woke topic we're going to get into real quick, y'all, is polygamy.
Polygamy. Ooh.
Let's talk about polygamy.
Right.
So polygamy is the practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. I think a lot of people misconstrue the real meaning behind polygamy. Y'all just out here having threesomes and y'all saying y'all in a polygamous relationship. I mean, this states that, you know, you are you're living in the manner of husband and wife, or I mean, nowadays wife and wife, husband, husband, wife, husband, you know, whatever the combination is that's of your pleasing. But at the same time, you know, I don't even think y'all realize like how deep that is, though. to put yourself into not just one relationship, but two, where you are emotionally connected and invested in two other human beings. Mm-hmm. And as a man speaking to the women out here, it's hard enough at times dealing with just one of y'all. Mm-hmm. So to get two in the mix on a regular basis, D-Walk, what you think?
You know what? Initially, I was all for it. But after just hearing you say two of them, I'm kind of against it. I can barely handle the one I have sometimes, so that, you know, that shit is stressful enough. Two of you with the same motherfucking attitude? Oh my god, I'm not all for that. You know, give me one. Let's build on our shit and, you know, do us.
Chantel.
You know, I'm gonna have to say I'm not with it. And for the simple fact, it's like what you said. I don't think guys think that it's an emotional thing. Like, you have to be emotionally connected to both women. Some guys think I have to be emotionally connected to one woman, and the other woman is going to be our sex toy, our play toy. They don't think about that whole, you have to give the same what you give in that one, you have to give the two. You have to give the same energy. Keep that same energy. You can't do that.
Lady T.
I can't do it. I ain't got time to be sharing my man.
She said that with me. I wish we got to go live next time you with us.
No, I ain't with it. Sorry.
Plain and simple, Dom G.
I guess I'm the outsider. I am actually with it, and I say that because do y'all know how many people there are on this planet? And me myself, I feel like I don't like to be tied down to one thing all the time. I always have to move. Mm-hmm. And I know there's the emotional tie. Like, there's, I watched this show called Polyamorous. And there was this one couple where the girl, she had a live-in boyfriend and girlfriend. And then she was also trying to bring in another boyfriend. And then there was also a couple, two married couples that moved in together. And one of the women actually had another girlfriend on the side that she did not share, actually, which... But the thing with everybody was they all understood the rules. Everybody knew that everything that I do, we all can do is rules to this, and there's we all agree, we all understand.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine if you all understand. That's fine.
But I'm everybody be the one on the same page. So.
She said I'm
but that's again, that's how it. The cheating and everything mm-hmm. goes because mm-hmm. nobody understands the rules, and it's like, oh, it's just you for me, one mm-hmm. person, all life.
Well, all right, y'all. We are definitely going to continue this conversation next time, next week. And we'll even take it to the Facebook page because it's real. And I got some more I want to say about it, actually. We thank y'all for listening, most definitely. We hope that you continue to rock with us. We do it for one reason and one reason only, y'all. Who we do it for?
For culture.
For the culture.
We thank y'all for listening. Y'all be safe out there. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Later.
Bye, y'all.